They need a fresh outpouring. We need a fresh outpouring. And if you want a fresh outpouring on your life today, I would encourage you to come up out of your seat and come by the altar today, saying, God, I need a fresh touch from you. I want the fire of God again. This world was hit with hell in 2019, and hell's trying to shut us down, shut us up, control us, scare us, fill us with worry, fear, anxiety, dread, oppression, depression, sadness, sorrow, grief, loss, worry. Come on. The world is trying to put our fire out. The devil's trying to put our fire out. We are useless without the fire of God on the inside of us. Pentecost is still alive. It started in the book of Acts, and it is still here now in 2022. We are the called out, set apart, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, blood washed church of Jesus Christ. We are here to stop the enemy. We are here to hold back the Antichrist, and we cannot be mamby-pamby, pancake, watered down, maybe flip-flopping people. We need to be filled with God's fire and God's anointing, knowing who we are, knowing whose we are, knowing where we're going, knowing what we're doing, and allowing God's fire to touch us, not in church only, but on a daily basis. So I encourage you this morning to come hungry. We're going to continue to sing this song. We need a fresh outpouring. Say, God, I need a fresh outpouring. I need a fresh touch from heaven. I need the fire of God to sit upon me and burn through me from the inside out so that it consumes anything in me that does not belong, whether it's sickness, symptoms, disease, so that it consumes anything in me, whether it's sin, so that it consumes everything within me, so that I can set the world ablaze on fire, and everywhere I go and everything I touch and everything I do and every person I speak to and every phone call I make will have the fire of God upon it, and people's lives will be changed and transformed by the power of heaven and Almighty God. Somebody say hallelujah. And come expecting the fire of God to touch you today. That was so right on, son. To be in fire, on fire, praying fire on someone else today. Come on, let's worship God. Fire shut up in our bones. Fire shut up in our bones like the prophet of old. He was so anointed with God's fire that when he was dead and put into a grave, oh, Rabashata, and his bones that were on fire for God were down in that pit, and they threw a dead boy in there. The boy shot right back up and came to life because the fire of God hit him and raised him from the dead. That's who we are, church. That's how we need to live, church. This is what God wants for us, church. So release yourself over into the anointing of God today and ask God to touch you with his fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For when God touches us, no person needs to touch us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Go ahead and just sing that as you're led this morning.
Voices calling, calling us alive.
hands to heaven this morning. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.